Proclamation number 5524 of 4th of November, 1952. World turn. The turn of the world is imminent. You humans do not know what this means, for a period of time is coming to an end which you do not believe possible. A new redemption period will begin under completely different conditions. An era will start which cannot be compared to the present one. A new world will arise, i.e., the earth will bear completely new creations, and people will be allowed to see these creations who still knew those of the old earth and enjoy God's miracles which testify to His infinite power and wisdom and His greater than great love. Humanity is approaching the end, for only a few will be allowed to experience and enliven the new earth. For it presupposes a state of maturity of its inhabitants, because life on the new earth will also take a completely different form, because people on it will be in contact with the kingdom of blessed spirits such that they will be allowed to communicate with each other. They will be instructed and therefore have a high level of knowledge, which only mature souls can endure, and therefore a high degree of development is a prerequisite which only few people on the old earth will reach until the end. The time is approaching its end. And since people are only on a low level of realization, they do not believe and grasp this and therefore do nothing to attain higher maturity. They also partly expect that a better time will dawn, that people will change and thus a spiritual turning point will still occur on this earth, because such an end as is imminent does not seem credible to them. They do not want to believe what will irrevocably come. It is about spiritual upward development, not about an earthly ascent, which seems to be the most important thing to all people. But spiritual development is neglected and therefore makes life on this earth pointless. Therefore it will come to an end, even though it seems inconceivable to people that this earth should pass away. The state on earth has become intolerable, a darkness has spread over the earth which is almost impenetrable. The earth has become unsuitable as a schoolhouse of the spiritual and must therefore be changed so that its actual purpose will be fulfilled again. Where a tiny spark of light can still shine, there is also a connection to the spiritual kingdom, and this connection will remain even if the earth passes away in its old form, i.e., this light will also be allowed to shine on the new earth. It will be taken over to the new earth because it already shone above the earth, as it were, and thus cannot be touched by its destruction. People who seek intimate contact with God will survive the end of this earth. They will be raptured and brought to the paradise of the new earth because they will no longer be held back by the heaviness of earth but will find support in the spiritual kingdom during the last difficult days which still await the earth. These, then, will experience the spiritual turning point, but in a different form than people imagine. Everything will be transformed. Every work of creation will be dissolved and the spiritual bound in form will come to progressive development again in a new form on the new earth. Creations of the most glorious kind will delight the human eye and an indescribable rejoicing will sound from the lips of those who are honored to see the new creations and compare them with the old ones on this earth. And come as it is proclaimed, the earth will pass away in its present form but it will arise anew and testify to God's wisdom, omnipotence and love to the human race which comes forth from the best of this earth, from those who recognize God, love Him and remain faithful to Him in the time of the most difficult battle of faith which will precede the last end. You humans stand before the turning point of the world. See to it that you experience it in the strength of faith and the light of knowledge. See to it that you are among those who will be taken from this earth to bear witness to God's power and glory on the new earth. Stretch out your hands to Him that He may save you from darkness, that He may fetch you to Himself into His kingdom, where He will again set you new tasks. To glorify Him and His name, who rules the world from eternity to eternity. Amen.